question was asked in the halakha, is it permissible for a Jew on Erev Shabbat to call a non-Jewish taxi service and tell them that he wants to be picked up right after Shabbat? And of course the case would be where the goy is going to have to drive on Shabbat in order to get to the Jew on Motzei Shabbat. Of course the Jew won't get in the car until Motzei Shabbat to go where he has to go. The she'ela is he allowed to tell a goy on Erev Shabbat to do something which inevitably is going to cause the goy to be driving and doing a melacha on Shabbat itself? This question was asked to the Minhat Yitzchak in Chelek Vav in Siman Chafheh. There he was talking about a case where Jews go to Meron to see the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, and they want to leave Motzei Shabbat. So they call again a non-Jewish taxi service from a local neighborhood. They call them on Erev Shabbat. They want them to pick them up at the Kibbutz, at the Tziyun, on Motzei Shabbat. And of course they drive on Shabbat. The Minhag Yitzchak comes out that it's Asur, which is a hard psak to understand. And there are those that question it and argue on it for this following reason. The Mishnah Berura in Siman Lesh Ayin Vav in Seif Katan Chav Zayin quotes a Taz, and the Taz is talking about a case where a Jew tells the goy to go clean the dishes, which he could do himself. He tells the goy, the shefcha, the maid, go clean the dishes. When she goes to clean the dishes, the kitchen is dark. She can't see anything. She turns on the lights. So the Taz says that that's considered she's turning on the lights for herself. Even though maybe the dishes couldn't have got cleaned without the lights on. But at the time that she turned on the lights, the Jew did not receive a hana'ah at that time. He wasn't there. The Jew did not receive a hana'ah at the time that the melacha was done. From there the Mishnah Berurah learns that if a Jew sends a goy on a mission, and for that mission to be done, the goy took a light with him. That was the goy's prerogative. You told him to go do the mission. At the time that he did the melacha, you did not receive any hana'ah. That's the case. We can compare this to the case that we're talking about now. When the goy drove, you didn't get any hana'ah. On the contrary, he's doing it for himself so he can get there in order that he can work for you on Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, you're allowed to get into the car. There's nothing to talk about. He's driving on Shabbat. I didn't tell him to drive on Shabbat. That driving is for him to get there to do his job. And at the time that he's driving, I didn't receive any hana'ah in the driving that he did. And therefore, Shlomo Miller and others want to use this Mishnah Berurah as a heter in order to call the goy from before Shabbat and come on Motzei Shabbat. And we don't have to be concerned that the goy is doing a melacha. And that is the halakha lema'aseh, that there's room to be lenient in such a case. Just one has to be careful that the service that he's calling is goyim. Because if he's calling a Jewish service, clearly then he's causing a Jew to be mechalel Shabbat. We have another problem, obviously, a bigger problem. But assuming that the service is a goy, you don't have to wait till Motzei Shabbat to call them. Call them Friday and have them pick you up right after, even though it might entail driving on Shabbat. Of course, you're not telling them specifically in this case either, hey, make sure you drive on Shabbat. Why would you tell them that? You're not telling them. You're just telling them, be there Motzei Shabbat. And therefore the halakha, there is clearly a sevarot based on the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted. Could be, just to answer the Minhag Yitzchak, that was strict, could be he was talking about a case where they charge you also for the time. For example, some services, if it's far, so it takes the guy 20 minutes to get there, so they charge him, and he starts the meter from the before the pickup. So then already we clearly be asur, because you're paying now the goy to come and pick you up. That's on your bill. Maybe that's what the case of the Hatzak was talking about, and everybody would agree. If you're paying him to come on Shabbat, and the meat is running, or there's a fee for that, clearly it would be asur on Shabbat to pay a goy to come pick you up. Could be that's the case. We're not talking about a case like that. But we're talking about where the meter doesn't start until you get there. And therefore, according to the halakha, it should be permissible.